Right, if you've got your Bible, I'm going to turn to Psalm 8. Psalm 8, probably a very well known psalm to us, I would think. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies, to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars, which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels, and crowned them with glory and honour. You made the rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, the fish of the sea, all that swim in the paths of the sea. Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. This psalm of David, of course, exalts the Lord, as we've just been reading, as high over all creation. Here's a majestic one over all the earth, and his glory is over the heavens. And what a start and what a finish to this psalm. And the more that we discover about the universe, the more we should realise that God is greater, because he created it all. We've just been singing of some of these things. We struggle to understand the vastness of the universe around us. We send our space probes to see if we can discover more about the universe. And within the vastness of the universe, there is a little planet called Earth. Just a tiny speck within the cosmos that's out there. But having been in the Navy, and being near the equator, you get the advantage of a very dark sky. And at night, when the ship is darkened, and you can go out and there's an aircraft carrier, the flight deck, so you get a huge view, and all you can see is millions and millions of stars, far more than we ever see here in the UK, because of light pollution and all that. But the nearer the equator, the darker the sky is at night time, and the more you can see of the vastness of God's creation. We had a fellowship group on board, and sometimes, well, one of our members was a Met person working in the Met office, so his little cubbyhole where they worked was the highest point of the ship, just about, and quite often we would go up there to share fellowship together and just to be able to see the beauty of all those stars. And yet in the vastness of all that, God has chosen this tiny, almost insignificant planet to create people, to create a world, to create all the beauty that we see around us and all the animal life. And he put man in charge of it all. Everything has been put under our feet. We have been given a unique position within the whole of God's creation. And yet David questions why God should be mindful of us. Why should God care for us? Well, the answer is, I'm sure, as we're all very aware, is God has created us with that capacity to relate to him. So that we are rational beings with the capacity to know and to respond and to have intelligence and intellect. And God's desire is to have fellowship with those he has created. That's us tonight. Amongst all the millions of people around the world who are probably worshipping God in some way. And as we look around the world, we see, in a sense, that we have blown it, though. We should have been those who took care of God's creation. Adam and Eve were given that command to tend the garden, to look after it and care for it. But when sin came into the world by the rejection of God's command, Adam and Eve lost that close relationship with God. And sin within our lives became the consequences of it. But God is still the great creator, still loving and caring for his creation. He could have just left us all to our own devices and said, well, I'll find another planet and do something else different somewhere else. But instead, knowing that he had this plan for us, he provided salvation in the Lord Jesus for all those who turn to trust in him. We live, I'm sure as you're aware, if you keep up with the news, in a changing and a very dangerous world. We have wars and rumours of wars around us, and we can easily become fearful for the future of our world, how it will impact our lives in the future. And I'm sure if you keep your ears on the news and see things on the television, you realise that there's hardly a place on this planet where there is not conflict of some sort. It may not be open warfare, but there is conflict. We have conflict in our own country between different groups of people. And apart from the major conflict areas, the Middle East at the moment, where there is so much trouble, and many other places as well. But God has not given up. And we know that one day he will return, as he has promised, to establish his kingdom of righteousness over all his creation. His name indeed will be majestic over all the earth. Probably waiting in anticipation of that. You read the news and wish you'd never bothered. Particularly now it's election time, and so we'll be plagued with all sorts of nonsense, promises that no one can keep. We have a God who does keep his promises, and we need to be ready to for that day when he will return, as he has promised in the Lord Jesus, and to take his people to be with them, that we shall be with him forevermore and be free from all that, and we should be trusting and waiting for that. So this is that psalm, start the end. Lord our God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.